quiet.
I would not look too hard if I were you. I understand you must be frightened, but I am not harmful and fully cooperative. All under one circumstance, that is. You simply do not look at me. Keep your eyes to the ground at all times, or simply keep them shut for the duration of the experimentation. I am not sure if you're familiar with my number, but my official name is SCP-166. Do you know of me? It has been a while since they sent someone. The last gentleman that visited, unfortunately, I promise you, just do as I say, and you will be returned to your cell in no time. Did they not send you in with a list of what you're supposed to do when you're here with me? That is awfully strange. I could probably run the experiment by memory, so we should be okay. Let me grab some papers. Okay now, please do not be alarmed. I am going to put a blindfold over you as extra precaution. I know our eyes can be curious and want to wander. Just to tie it at the back. Okay, perfect. If you would like to sit up comfortably, I will do the same and mimic your height. Okay, what is my one and only rule for you? Ooh, I do not think I've ever been called that before. Ma'am, how formal. I suppose I am used to 166. Okay, well, you seem completely here, so I'm comfortable to run the experiment if you are. Then they will put you back in your cell for another day to visit me. Normally I get to see the experimentee quite a few times in a row, so I look forward to working with you. Okay. First things first is I have to make direct eye contact with you. You might find it tempting to take off your blindfold, so just keep your hands on your lap, your palms open and relaxed for me. I have to be pretty close to you. They require a minimum distance, so I apologize if I'm in your personal space. I'm just looking at you now. Remember, hands nice and relaxed. Then I have to touch your skin. My hands might be cold to the touch, but I will touch your face first. Then over your ears. Then your hair, and down your neck, and oh, what is this mark here? There's dry blood. Is it recent? That's not fair. That's not nice at all. They did this to the last person as well. I don't want this. This experiment is over. Get in here and take him away. I won't do it. I'm not doing this. Better waiting for the security door. They can take you out if you open it. You don't have to do that. I told them. I was happy to work with them to create a cure, to stop all this happening, but I did not realize at what cost. They do not deserve it. I don't care what you have previously done. Do you forgive me? I am your demise. Once you do this, there is no going back. I can only give you my word that I will try my best to relieve your torment before they take you away. Something is different. Did it work? How are you feeling? I have seen this before. It's okay, my child. Come sit on the bed and lie on my lap. I know what you need. I can see the desperation in your face. Lower your trousers for me. They will come and collect you soon. I'm so sorry. Is this what you want? For me to relieve you of your stress? I'm so, so sorry. Here, let me support your neck. You can suck on my breast as well. This should bring you closer to the edge. Closer to your much needed relief. You can thrust as fast as you like. I will make sure my hand is tight around you, helping you give in to that much needed pleasure you so desire. Let go of everything. Just focus on the sensation as I stroke up and down. You're thrusting so forcefully. Are you already spilling onto my hands a little? Are you feeling it? The feeling of being in pure ecstasy. It is my gift to you. nothing will ever feel better in your entire life than this moment right here. Be completely consumed by the gratification. Can you last longer? You are at the peak, the moment right before orgasm. Do you think you can handle it? It might break you. 3, 2, 1. Sorry, I can't. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. There's nothing more I can do.